Hello and welcome to the MP3s for week three of our Ascension Activation Journey together. This offering is the activation from 3D to 4D to 5D, and this supports merging the information that I will share deeply into our energetic body so that we can really expand beyond the third dimension into the fourth and move fully into the fifth dimension. So first, a little bit about the third dimension. The third dimension is the material world of fear. This dimension is all about the ego and the 3D material world and the accumulation of material things. And the result of that is there's a lot of living in fear in the third dimension. Fear of loss, fear of pain, fear of losing control, or not being secure, not being good enough. Because in the third dimension, everything is based on our ego and on material things, we tend not to trust people because they could take our things and people away from us. And we believe in the third dimension that we're separated from quote-unquote God and from everyone and everything. And as long as we're in the third dimension, we're not one with Source, with the universal energy. We can't experience oneness with everything that is. So, in the third dimension, we're often not present because we're spending a lot of time remembering in the past or looking to the future for better times or realization of some goal. So, this is why, with everything that we've done thus far in our time together, we've used the practice of calling our energy here and now. And this is oh so important. Literally, we cannot do it enough. And this is why I've done it so far in every practice, because I really want you to get so familiar with this practice, to wire it in your brain, how good it feels to simply be here and now. And we're going to integrate that a little bit more today. But first, I want to talk next about the fourth dimension. And the fourth dimension really started grounding down at the end of 2012. The fourth dimension is the magical dream world. And it's also called the astral plane. It's a dimension that is less dense and much more fluid than the third dimension. But it still has only one timeline or reality. And it still hosts the illusion of duality and the ego, and so fear is able to also exist here on the fourth dimension. But it's interesting to note that linear time becomes a lot more fluid here in the fourth dimension. You can imagine it to be a stream of energy holding all of events in one particular timeline. And this is the same timeline that's available in the third dimension. And this plane is usually where we naturally go during the night when we're sleeping. It's here in our dream states that anything is possible. And it's important to note that traveling the astral plane can be very insightful to learn more about ourselves, about our purpose, and also about our fears, is we can get into really close exchange with our higher self here in the fourth dimension, in the astral plane or the magical dream world. And no matter how far we travel in the fourth dimension, we always stay in this particular 3D timeline. And I mentioned that this astral realm is the place where fear can still exist, so both light and darkness can commingle or show up in conflict here. And now as we step fully into ourselves as vessels for healing energy, I mentioned that you are always safe during a healing. And it's worth revisiting a couple important points about how and why this is the case, because we're still moving out of 3D into 4D, many of us, and I believe that we are always safe and sovereign. And there's several universal laws that support this being the case. The first, as I've mentioned, is the law of attraction. And when we understand that everything in our world comes to us because we created it, there can be no more fear from what another person can do to us. This fear turns into an interesting and transformational question of why something is happening. And then using another universal law, the law of transmutation and transformation, we're able to connect with our light bodies and understand that our light does not fight darkness. Our light transmutes and transforms instantaneously. So the methods that we've been using are not about protection, they're about absorption and transmutation. And of course, it takes practice to really inhabit this state of being, because we are literally upgrading from 3D into 4D. We're shedding so many old belief systems. It also takes time for our heart chakra to get used to being a transformation, transmutation vessel. So just know that it can be a little bit overwhelming, but the more that we practice, the better that we get at it, and we're always 100% completely safe and supported in this practice. And this practice is very much a part of the ascension of humanity and of us awakening to realize our true potential. And the idea is that the less we're afraid of darkness, the less we're in a state of separation and fear, the quicker we transmute any darkness into light. And this is exactly what we did in the first 2 weeks together, with understanding our ability to use our energy and light for transmutation, as well as the force field of the heart and coherence activations. And finally, it's worth mentioning one more universal law, the law of attention. In these weeks together, we've also come to understand how we are antennas, and casting our awareness happens every moment of every thought of every day. So everything we speak, everything we read, every thought and feeling we have, the energy is directed to where we focus our attention. So simply put, using all of these universal laws keeps our light flowing through us and shining oh so brightly. And today, in this activation, we're going to be culminating all of these practices together. And I am so excited for this. I briefly want to touch on the fifth dimension, just to give the mind something to settle into. So the fifth dimension began this year, roughly with the portals that were opened at the end of last part of 2017 and then the beginning of 2018. And well, here's the news. We're still going to be grounding this energy down for a while. But as we come to the close of 2018 and look to 2019 for our new beginnings, we really are stepping both feet on the ground into the fifth dimension. And the fifth dimension is the plane of light. Of all the higher dimensions, the sixth, seventh, eighth, and beyond, the fifth dimension is the last one of pure light and unconditional love. And this is source energy on its way down into the physical plane. And it's here in the fifth dimension that before entering the realms of limitations and duality of 3D, it's here that we can stay in our bodies and access information about ascension from higher dimensions. So the fifth dimension is a gateway or a portal, and it calls upon us to connect via our hearts, as all of our actions are based on love and oneness in the fifth dimension. And I mentioned that right now we really are coming to place both feet on the ground in the fifth dimension. This is a really beautiful space to be. This is the dimension beyond linear time. So that means that many different timelines and realities are available to access. And physical existence is still very possible on this plane. So we get to stay in our bodies, as I mentioned, although the body is lighter and it's actually a different cellular structure. And when the body, our physical bodies, are fully transformed into this structure, there is no pain, there is no fear. The fifth dimension is the plane of unconditional love and abundance manifest in the physical. So when we are fully integrated into the fifth dimension, this means our higher self has been fully integrated into our physical body and has taken over the guidance. This feels very differently from just connecting to our higher self. And the first time one's higher self moves into the physical body, it's actually a little bit overwhelming. There's a lot of energy. It can be very bright and high vibrational. It's an intense energetic flow of unconditional love. And everything feels light and at ease. But before the higher self can be fully anchored into our physical body, the healing of all our bodies has to be completed. So that's the physical, the emotional, and the mental. Therefore, as we come into the fifth dimension, our higher self sort of slips in and out for a while until it can move in more permanently. And you'll know when your higher self is integrated, when you do not question universal flow and simply trust the journey. So they will no more be the need to interfere or control, that flow. And I mentioned in the fifth dimension, all of our actions are based on love. It's the plane of oneness where we feel the connection to everyone and everything around us, including source energy. And we live in unity consciousness where we understand that everything is connected, but we still also recognize ourselves as individuals and as parts of the whole. And finally, about the fifth dimension, we no longer will feel the need to get information from guides or angels or star families. Now, when we're fully integrated in the fifth dimension, our information and guidance will come much more intuitively, because it comes from us. We will have become one with all that is. So what we're going to do today is bless and heal and transmute anything and everything that's ready for release and upgrade within our physical, emotional, and mental bodies to support grounding into the fifth dimension. And I mentioned a lot of information right now. We're going to get to the activation, but just know that we'll continue with this understanding next week and our final week together. So just allow as much of this to soak in as feels comfortable for you. Wonderful. And now I invite you to find a sacred, safe space. Let your spine be straight. Let your body be relaxed. And breathe through your nose. Coming into your body. Wonderful. And on this next inhale, imagine as you breathe in, you're calling all the cords of attachment out of your past and out of your future. So you're calling all of your energy back to right here and right now. We'll take about 5 or 6 more breaths here. Every inhale, you can just feel any attachments to past or to future, just sealing with light so that all of your beautiful energy can come right here, right now. Inhaling again, calling your awareness here out of the past and out of the future. And with every breath, as you call more and more of you and your light and energy here, feel your own light amplify. You're getting clearer and brighter just simply by the practice of calling all the cords of attachment, breathing in out of the past and out of the future so that you can be fully present, shining beautiful, bright light. This is you. One more breath. Inhale, call all of your awareness here, any lingering cords that you might not have noticed, even if you don't know what they are, just call it all right here, right now. This is your light. And now connect to your heart center at the center of your chest. And as you bring your awareness to your heart, just simply with your awareness, feel the light of your heart get brighter. And now we've done many of these practices together already. This is really meant to fully integrate and help your mind and your entire being embody and integrate these practices. So we're going to connect to the heart for a few more breaths. Just simply with your awareness at your heart center. Feel your heart center respond by you casting your own awareness to your heart, as if your heart center says, hello, thank you for connecting to me. Feel how good it feels to be fully present and to be connected to your heart light. Let's take another inhale here and just simply focusing your energy and your awareness at your heart center. Wonderful. And now let's activate. On your next in-breath, send those expansive emotions of love and joy and gratitude to your heart center. And feel your heart center welling up and lighting up. Every inhale, you're calling your awareness to your heart and you're sending your heart love and joy and gratitude and all expansive emotions, and feel your heart just respond and light up and begin to just glow. Glow with the love and the joy and the gratitude that you're sending. This is all you. Breathing in more love and joy and gratitude into your heart. Beautiful. And now we spoke last week of the idea of coherence. Start to feel a sense of peace and in syncness of your whole being as your heart light is expanding and growing and taking up almost the entire space of your body. You're sending love and joy and gratitude to your heart center. And the force field of your heart is expanding throughout your entire body, and everything is syncing up, and there's just a sense of peace and well-being. Two more breaths. Inhale, more love and joy and gratitude to your heart center. Your heart light is now as big as your aura, this golden, brightly shining, beautiful light. Taken up your entire energetic body, and it's helping everything come into sync, everything to feel connected and at home. One more breath here, more love and joy and gratitude as you breathe into your heart center. Wonderful. And now just experiencing, basking in all of this love and joy and light from your heart. Tune into your entire energetic body, in your energetic field, your aura. The human aura is an egg shape. It extends out, depending on the person, 4 to 8 feet in all directions. And now in your own awareness, just sense or notice if there's any parts of your field that are carrying any heaviness, any memories, whether they're actually visceral or things that you understand or not. Just tune into any areas that are ready for release and upgrade. So with this, we're going to be connecting both to our physical, our emotional, and our mental bodies. So you're just noticing what's present in your field that's ready for release, any darkness or heaviness. And as you breathe in now, call that heaviness. You don't even need to know what it is or what it means. Call it into the light of your heart. Instantaneously, as you do, this beautiful golden light of your heart transmutes it into light. This is what's possible in the fourth dimension, and this is what is only present in the fifth. So we're practicing now healing all of our bodies, physical, emotional, and mental. Tune into any heaviness or clouds of darkness. Call that into your heart, into your heart center, and as soon as you do, this beautiful light from your heart instantaneously transmutes into more light. So your aura is now getting brighter and growing and expanding even larger. We're going to spend another few minutes here. This is such an important time and such an important practice as we're really integrating the fourth and fifth dimensions into our physical body. So call in any heaviness. I mentioned you don't even need to know what it is. Just call it into your heart. As soon as you do, instantaneously, light is present. More light. That heaviness and darkness is just transmuted into light, and your energy body continues to brighten and amplify every inhale. And this could be from the front of your body, from your sides, or from your back body. Call it into your heart center, any darkness or heaviness. Lovely, and just feel that instantaneous upgrade, more light, more love, more you, shining your beautiful light. Every in-breath, calling in anything that's ready for release and upgrade into the light of your heart, and then just as soon as you do, instantaneously, there it is, more light. More love, more of the brightness that is you. Three more breaths, breathing in, calling anything from any direction into the light of your heart that's ready for release. More golden light instantaneously. That dark matter is just upgraded into light. So there's nothing to do, there's just claiming your heart's power to instantaneously transmute. Breathe in again, call any remaining heaviness in, and this is from all of our energetic bodies, instantaneously upgraded to more light from the heart. One more time, breathing in. Any last little bits of heaviness, ready for release and upgrade. Instantaneously, there it is, more light. Wonderful, and now just being in this beautiful, expanded field of you, your light. Check in, check out. Maybe you can feel that your aura has lightened and expanded. Maybe you notice that it's moved from 4 feet to 6 feet out beyond you in all directions. And just by paying attention to this, what we give our attention to grows. So as you give your attention to your beautiful, expanded being and body of light, it is becoming fully integrated into physical here and now. And I invite you to make a declaration now that you are a powerful creator. And you might say aloud or to yourself, I am a powerful creator. And I claim my awareness and my ability to create everything. And I will live my light and my truth as fully as possible. Feel how good those words feel to listen to speak aloud. There's your attention, there's your power to speak your reality into being. Beautiful. So this practice is going to be something that I encourage you to bring into 2019, bring into the close of 2018 and into 2019 as we're coming more and more into the fifth dimension, this understanding of our awareness, of our heart, of our ability to transmute into light, and to claim, I am a powerful creator. I will live my truth as fully as possible. So with this, we're going to come to a close. I invite you, with your awareness, to bless yourself. Let's start with both hands over the heart, acknowledging this beautiful energetic center that is so powerful. Both hands over the heart. Bless yourself. And then take both hands and just extend them out and let them come to sit palms face up on your lap and feel this light from your heart connected to your palms and shining brightly through your entire aura, your entire energy body. And now we're not just sealing with golden light our expanded aura, but notice some rainbow sparkles just at the edge of your aura. We'll get to this more in our final week together, but just imagine these sparkly rainbow lights sealing your aura, sealing all of this light that you've created for yourself. All right, namaste and much love.